Hello students, welcome to the second module of chapter Journal. In this module, I will discuss with you simple as well as compound journal entries. I will also show you how to do a opening entry. Let us begin with the second slide of my PPT, where example 1 relating to simple and compound journal entries is mentioned. Question says, journalize the following transactions in the books of Messrs. M. And the year is 2018 and the month is April. First transaction is business started with cash 50,000 rupees. In this transaction, cash is coming into the business, which is a real account. Hence, we are debiting cash account. On the other hand, it increases the capital, which is a personal account. So capital is also being credited. Entry becomes cash account debit to capital account. If you are wondering why the capital account is credited, so let me ask you a question. The balance of capital account is debit or credit? Yes, it has a credit balance. That means whenever there is an increase in capital, we need to credit capital account. Hence, the entry becomes cash account debit to capital account. Then April 19th, furniture has been purchased for cash rupees 75,000. Can you identify the two accounts involved? Yes, first is furniture account and other is cash account. So that is the first step, how you identify a particular account or the account involved. Furniture account and cash account. Then what is the nature of these two accounts? Furniture is a real account and cash is also a real account. So real account rule says debit what comes in, that is the furniture account debit, and credit what goes out, that is the cash account. So entry becomes furniture account debit to cash account 75,000. Next transaction is purchase goods from N. Since here the cash word is not mentioned, we will treat this transaction as a credit transaction. So purchases is our expense, hence debited, purchases account debit, and N is the personal account, and personal account rule says credit the giver. So N is giving us the goods, so hence N account has been credited to N account. Next transaction is April 30, rent paid in cash. Here rent is our expense, so debit all expenses and losses, that is the nominal account rule. And cash is a real account which is going out. So the entry becomes rent account debit because it is an expense. And cash is going out, which is a real account. So credit what goes out. So entry becomes rent account debit to cash account. May 5 transaction. Goods sold for cash. So when you sell goods for cash, you receive cash. Cash is a real account, yes. So we debit cash account because cash is coming in and sales is our revenue. So we credit the revenue because revenue is increasing. The rule of nominal account, credit all incomes and gains. So entry becomes cash account debit to sales account. Then entry mentioned on May 12. That's something new. It is an example of compound entry. Why we say this, that this entry is a compound entry? Let me explain this to you. First, read the transaction. Goods sold at cash discount of 10%, 15,000 rupees. Since the cash discount is 10%, how much amount we will receive out of 15,000? 15,000 less 10% discount, we will receive 13,500. So cash coming in 13,500. Since we are receiving cash, we are also allowing the discount, which is an expense for us. How much is the discount? It is 1500. So discount allowed is an expense here, and we know debit all expenses and losses, the rule of nominal account. Hence, discount allowed account is also debited. So here we can see first time two debits, cash account debit 13,500 because cash is coming in, and here we are allowing discount 1500, so which is an expense. So discount allowed account is also debited by 1500. But how much is the sales amount? Sales is our revenue, that is our nominal account. And nominal account rule says credit all incomes and gains. So sales brings us income. So to sales account. But the amount here we will write is 15,000. Once we write this 15,000, then debit and credit are equal. So I repeat the answer. Cash account debit, since cash is coming in, 13,500. And we are also allowing discount, which is an expense. So debit all expenses and losses rule. Discount allowed account debit 1500 to sales account. Our actual sales were 15,000. So the entry automatically becomes tallied. So that is an example of a compound entry where we have more than one debit. Actually, there are two debits, cash account and discount allowed account. And on the credit side, we have only one account, that is sales account. So since more than one debit is there, we call this entry as compound entry. Moving on to the next transaction. May 18th, cash deposited into bank. So bank account debit to cash account. We have already discussed such transactions. Amount paid to N. N is a personal account. N is receiving the payment. So we will apply the rule. Debit the receiver. So N debit. And what is going out? Cash. Cash is a real account, credit what goes out, so entry becomes an account debit to cash account, 20,000 rupees. The next transaction is May 26, cash withdrawn for personal use, that means drawings. So drawings, since drawings reduce the capital, drawings have debit balance. So we will pass the entry like drawings account debit 2000, and cash is going out of the business. Cash is a real account, credit what goes out, so to cash account. So here the entry becomes drawings account debit to cash account 2000. Then the last transaction, salary paid in cash. Salary is our expense and expenses have debit balance, so salary account debit, and cash is going out, so cash is a real account, credit what goes out, to cash account. So entry becomes salary account debit to cash account 5,000 rupees. So that was about example 1. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 3 of my PPT. Example 2, you are asked to generalize the following transactions. Year is 2017. First transaction, started business with cash. We have already discussed this transaction in our example 1. I am straight away giving you the solution, cash account debit to capital account. January 2, goods purchased from Subhash. Since cash is not mentioned, we will treat this transaction as a credit transaction. So purchases are our nominal account, purchases account debit. Who is giving us the goods? Subhash, which is a personal account, so credit the giver. Purchases account debit to Subhash account will be our answer. Then January 4th, goods sold to Ramu on credit, 15,000. So Ramu and sales are the two accounts involved. Ramu is a personal account. He is receiving the goods. So debit the receiver. Ramu account debit to sales are our revenue. So credit all revenues and incomes. Rule of nominal account says. So to sales account. Ramu account debit to sales account. Friends, whenever we have names like Ramu, Subhash, there is no need to mention account along with them. So it is customary that we can ignore the word account when we are writing the names in general. So like Ramu account debit, in place of this, we can also write Ramu debit. Or in the second entry, purchases account debit to Subhash account, we could have also written purchases account debit to Subhash, since Subhash is a name. So there is no need to write account along with it. Okay. Moving on to the next transaction, where you have to learn something new. Check received from Ramu, 15,000 rupees. Friends, till now, whatever examples we have discussed, in those examples, we were assuming that the check has been received into the bank same day. The day you receive the check from a party, you deposit the check into the bank same day. But in practical situations, sometimes this doesn't happen. We receive the check today and maybe we are going to deposit it on the next day or the second next day. That is very common. So in that case, what we are going to write in the journal? So January 8 is one such transaction. Check received from Ramu, 15,000, and you can see this check was deposited on January 10th into the bank account. You see the next transaction, January 10, Ramu's check deposited into bank. So here, this check is in two parts. First, you are receiving it, and then you are depositing it into the bank account. So how we will write this in journal? Friends, here we assume this check received when not deposited into bank same day as cash. So when we are receiving check and not depositing into bank same day, we write cash account debit to Ramu. Ramu is giving us, Ramu is a personal account, so credit the giver. And what we are receiving check, but this check is treated as cash since we are not depositing it into the bank same day. So I have used the word cash account debit and to Ramu account. Friends, some book also write this check received as check in hand account. So different books have different versions as far as this check received and not deposited into bank same day is concerned. Some books write this as cash received and some books write this as check in hand received. So if we pass this entry as check in hand account debit to Ramu, that is also correct according to certain books. So both versions are correct, cash account debit to Ramu or check in hand account debit to Ramu. Moving on to the January 10 transaction, when this check is deposited into bank some other day, that is January 10th. Here, if we have assumed on January 8 that check as cash, then we write bank account debit to cash account. On the other hand, if we assume that check as check in hand, then we write on January 10th bank account debit to check in hand account. So entry will depend what you are assuming in January 8th transaction. If on January 8th you are treating it as cash, so you will use the word cash. And if you are using the word check in hand, so on January 10th you will use the word check in hand. So in case of check in hand, January 10 entry will be bank account debit to check in hand account. So check in hand account in that case will be as good as your real account, like cash account. The next transaction is January 15th, goods purchased from Gopal. Since cash word is not mentioned, it is a credit transaction, so entry becomes purchases account debit to Gopal account. And we can leave the account words along with the name Gopal. So here in solution it is mentioned as purchases account debit to Gopal account. But if we even write purchases account debit to Gopal without using the word account, that is also correct. Purchases account debit to Gopal, 10,000 rupees. Then January 18th, paid rent of the proprietor's residence from business, rupees 1500. So proprietor's residence rent, it should be treated as? Yes, students, yes, it should be treated as drawings. So drawings account debit to cash account, since we have paid rent in cash. Paid word means cash. So drawings account debit to cash account will be the journal entry for January 18th transaction. Then January 20, you have settled Gopal's account after deducting a cash discount of 5%. Friends, if you look at January 15 transaction, how much was the purchases from Gopal? 10,000. How much we have paid in full settlement? You deduct 5% from 10,000, that is 500. Actual cash payment was only 9,500. So entry becomes Gopal debit 10,000. Cash goes out worth only 9,500 and the discount we receive is 500 rupees. So the complete entry becomes Gopal debit 10,000. We will assume that Gopal has been paid full 10,000 rupees. But we are making cash payment only of 9,500. From where we have received this 9,500 figure? After deducting a cash discount of 5% on 10,000. So when we are making cash payment, we are receiving discount. Receiving discount means it is an income, and we all know income received is credited. So the entry becomes Gopal debit 10,000 to cash account 9,500 and to discount account 500. That is another example of a compound journal entry. Why we call this entry as compound entry? Because two accounts are credited in this transaction. Why we call this a compound entry January 25th? Because again here three accounts are involved. One is Subhash account, other is cash account and discount received account. Subhash debit 5,000. How much cash is being paid? 4,750. And how much discount received? 250 rupees. So again two credits. So this is also an example of a compound journal entry. Subhash account debit 5,000 to cash account 4,750 to discount account 250. Then January 28th, last transaction, another compound journal entry. You have paid wages, you have paid electricity charges and you have paid trade expenses. All the expenses have debit balance, nominal accounts. So debit all expenses. So wages account debit 500, electricity charges account debit how much? 3,000. Trade expenses account debit 1,000. What is going out? Cash. All the expenses are paid in cash. So to cash account we will total all the three figures. So to cash account will be 4,500. Another example of this compound journal entry. Three accounts are debited. So there can be two, there can be three, there can be five, there can be 10 accounts involved when we talk about compound journal entries. Dear students, let us take up one more important topic from the chapter journal. The topic relates to the treatment of trade discount and cash discount. Friends, thumb rule is, first we have to apply the trade discount and then if needed, cash discount is applied to the balance transaction. So first preference should be the trade discount and then cash discount. Let us understand this with a numerical example. Please refer to the fourth slide of my PPT. Here goods of list price of rupees 10,000 were sold to Rahul. So it is a sales transaction where Rahul has been allowed a trade discount of 10%. So the first thing is, from the list price, we will deduct the trade discount 10%, that is 1,000. So we will show this transaction at rupees 9,000 only. As you can see on the right side, that is the solution, alternate one. Here the transaction is shown at rupees 9,000 only, because trade discount is not shown in the journal entry. So we are showing this sales transaction as a net sales transaction worth rupees 9,000 only. So Rahul debit 9,000 to sales account 9,000. I am sure you have understood how we have arrived at this figure of 9,000 rupees. A hint is also mentioned on the slide which shows list price 10,000, trade discount 10% of 10,000 is 1,000. So the net sales amount is 9,000 rupees. So in alternate one, the first transaction is Rahul debit to sales account 9,000. Now I take up this numerical further. Rahul paid us 40,000 amount in cash to get additional discount of 5%. This additional 5% cash discount. So now on this 9,000 amount, 40% amount has been settled as a cash transaction. So 40% of 9,000 is 3,600 rupees, as shown in the hint. On this 3,600, we are allowing Rahul another cash discount of rupees 5,000, or we can say further discount in cash of rupees 180 rupees. So 5% of 3600 is 180. So the net cash received from Rahul will be 3420. Now look at the second entry in alternate 1. Cash account debit, how much? 3420. That is after allowing discount of rupees 180. So discount account debit 180, because it is an expense for us, to Rahul 3600. The same treatment can be shown through alternate 2 also. Please refer to the alternate 2 on slide 4. Rahul debit 5400. Can you tell me how we have arrived at this figure of 5400? This 5400 is 60% of 9000, which is a credit transaction. Question is telling us Rahul has paid 40% amount to get cash discount. That means remaining 60% he will pay later on. So 60% is the credit transaction part. So Rahul debit 5400. Then how much cash we are receiving? 3420. Cash account debit 3420. How much discount we are allowing to Rahul? 180 rupees. Discount allowed account debit 180. To sales account 9000. So both alternate are correct. In alternate 1 we are showing it through 2 entries, whereas alternate 2 we are showing it with a single combined journal entry. Next, I would like to discuss the concept of opening entry with you. Please refer to the 5th slide of the PPT. Year mentioned here is 2017 and date is January 1. That means this business is following calendar year as its accounting period. So the first transaction will be January 1, where all the assets will be debited, all the liabilities and capital will be credited. This is the first entry of a new accounting period, which we call an opening entry. Cash account debit 30,000, stock account debit 15,000, and say furniture account is also mentioned rupees 3,000. And on the liabilities and capital side, we have sundry creditors worth 10,000. So to sundry creditors account 10,000 and to capital account say 38,000. So both debit balance and credit balance are equal. So that way we can show an opening entry in the journal. Friends, if you want to see, I have mentioned one more opening entry on the last slide of the PPT. That is slide number 6. Here you can see the date is 1st April 2017. What does this denote? This denotes that this business follows financial year as its accounting period. So in case of financial year, the first entry will be made on 1st April. All the assets are debited and all the liabilities and capital are credited. If we talk about the assets, what are the assets mentioned in the numerical? Furniture and fixture, debit. Plant and machinery, debit. Land and building account, debit. Vehicle account, debit. Copyright account, which is an intangible asset, debit. Debtors account, debit. Cash account, debit. Bank account, debit. And on the other side, we have capital account, which is credited. Bank loan, which is a liability, hence credited. Mortgage account, which is similar to the loan account, hence credited. And creditors are a liability, hence credited. So to capital account, to bank loan account, to mortgage account, and to creditors account. Then the balance of these both debits and credits should match. That's how we make an opening entry. Friends, at last I would also like to tell you one more thing about this trade discount. Friends, whenever a transaction of sale and purchase is at trade discount and these goods are returned due to any reason, that means whether we are mentioned purchase return or we are mentioned sales return. If the goods are sold and purchased at trade discount, then at the return also we have to apply the trade discount, whether question asks us about it or not.